Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. And this week, we look at the problem of having sex with children. Now, this one should be pretty obvious on its face. Yeah, there's a problem with having sex with children. All the studies show the tremendous amount of trauma when an adult authority figure of any kind has sex with a child. It's, first of all, the child probably isn't ready to have sex yet. And, you know, I know kids are going to experiment with sex, but they need to do it with their peers. They need to do it under conditions where they literally have no choice, where the power differential is so great that it is impossible to consent, and their lack of experience makes it impossible for them to consent. So outside of Romeo and Juliet situations, and here we're talking, you know, 15, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, kids relatively close to the same age, and in a consensual relationship, and I kind of think that 16-year-olds can have a consensual relationship with someone close to their age. I just don't think that they can with a much older man who has so much more power. For example, the deeply religious Roy Moore. Evangelicals didn't seem to have a problem with him and his problem with young girls. They defended him. They were okay with it. These are evangelicals, people who are supposed to be, you know, the super religious, the super moral, telling everybody else how immoral we all are. But sex with children, eh, not such a problem. And now we learn that just days after U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore was accused of sexual impropriety, mere days after that woman accused him, two more supporters approached her attorney and asked the attorney, Eddie Sexton, to drop the woman as a client and to say publicly that he did not believe her. That damaging statement would then be given to Breitbart News. That's the outfit that was then run by White House strategist Stephen K. Bannon, former strategist. Now, in exchange for this attempt to cover up sexual improprieties, they were going to pay him $10,000 and introduce him to Bannon and other important movers and shakers in Washington. And this isn't a rumor. We know this is true because there are recorded phone conversations and text messages and people that Sexton confided in at the time. Now, Roy Moore denies all knowledge of any of this, but it pretty much looks like he was in on it. At about the time they were trying to pay off the lawyer, Judge Roy Moore was announcing that there was going to be big news in the case. In retrospect, we know the only big news in the case at that time would have been if they had been successful in bribing Lee Korfman's attorney. They were unsuccessful. But here's what they wanted him to sign. The letter reads, "After reviewing the allegations, after taking Lee Korfman as my client, I believe there is not sufficient evidence to back them up and that the case strains credulity. I decided that since I would have difficulty representing a client that doesn't believe, I have to recuse myself from this case. I hope Lee the best." Yeah, I know at the end there it doesn't really make any sense, but I'm just reading what was there. It seems that not only was Roy Moore directly involved with this, but so was Steve Bannon, kind of orchestrating things in the background. And we can't say for certain, but it looks like Rand Paul may have been involved as well. The full story is in the Washington Post. But the takeaway is, if this had come out during the election, would it have changed any minds amongst the evangelicals who voted overwhelmingly for Moore? And I think no, because they just don't care. As long as you hate gay people, as long as you want women put in their place, and you're not too keen on Muslims and black people or anybody of color, they're kind of on board with whatever else you want to do. That doesn't even begin to resemble Christian morality. And despite Judge Roy Moore claiming that he is the most Christian in the room, the reality is far different. Now remember, he denied everything, but he also tried to defend having sex with underage girls. So you got Roy Moore trying to bribe the attorney of a 14-year-old girl that he tried to have sex with. And this is really baffling. It's the super-Christian Trump administration, where you got most of the people in it are evangelical Christians, and or more generally, kind of Christian extremists. How the hell do they hire a pedophile, somebody who has actually been convicted of pedophilia and thrown into jail. What the hell kind of vetting is that? I mean, is it me, or is the Republican Party kind of soft on pedophiles? You got Missouri right in the Bible Belt, and they're having a little problem with not being able to agree on the fact that maybe marrying 15-year-old girls is wrong. From 1999 to 2015, that's just 16 years, more than 1,000 15-year-olds married in the state of Missouri. More than 300 of those married men who were 21 or older, and somewhere in their 30s, 40s, and even 50s. I don't think there's a 15-year-old in existence who can actually consent to marriage in any kind of reasonable way. Without marriage, this would be rape, but as long as you marry the girl, doesn't matter how old you are. This is an ancient patriarchal religious practice, where men can have complete domination over their young female wives. But it has no place in the 21st century. In Missouri, though, they don't live in the 21st century. Missouri is the easiest place in the country for 15-year-olds to get married, requiring only the consent of one parent. 15 not young enough for you? Well, you can go as low as 14, but if you want to go lower than that, you're going to have a judge sign off. So if 12-year-olds is your thing, just find the right judge and head to Missouri. And they can't seem to get rid of this or make any changes because it comes from pretty old religious tradition. It's not just Missouri. There's plenty of other states that allow child brides. It's not just some third world country problem. Just this month, they tried to change the law in Tennessee, where men were marrying girls as young as 10 years old. In this deeply religious state, it's really disturbing, because state law prohibits minors from entering other contracts, including joining into a contract with an attorney who they're consulting with in the event that they may need an order of protection from an abusive spouse. They can't do it. They can't protect themselves. They couldn't even get the legislation to be taken up in the House. They did, however, prohibit anyone under the age of 16 from using a tanning bed. That they apparently considered was a bigger priority. So why in the world did Republicans in Tennessee kill a ban on child marriage? Now, they cited an obscure legal theory that passing the bill could deter a conservative lawyer's case against gay marriage. Amazingly, in this deeply conservative, deeply religious state, stopping gay marriage is more important than protecting young girls, which I should point out typically don't have much say in these marriages. It's usually their parents who force them into it. So what, you don't understand the argument of why they were against this? Well, the legislator believes that Obergefell nullified all Tennessee marriages. How is that? Who knows? So, under their reasoning, any bill to outlaw child marriage is a recognition that marriages in Tennessee are still real. Now, one thing that's not still real in Tennessee is critical thinking, or giving a damn about women and children. Also this month, in the deeply religious and deeply conservative state of Kentucky, they had a bill to outlaw child marriage, but it was delayed, based on objections from the Kentucky Family Foundation, which is an organization deeply involved in the battle against gay rights. Now, Kentucky is one of 25 states where a child of any age can be married off, even against their will. And you just don't think this would happen here in the United States, but it happens. At least now, maybe it will happen a little less. Because finally, Kentucky decided to pass the bill and it went to the governor's desk. That still leaves a lot of states to go. We'll talk more in the future about this link between abusing children sexually and certain aspects of religion, most specifically patriarchal aspects, and the damage that is done when you repress people's sexuality. It comes out all twisted. And we'll cover this more soon, because just this past month, I saw a huge uptick in stories about sexual molestation of children by people in religious authority. And there's a big story about the Catholic Church. Actually, a couple of big stories. They still haven't stopped. They still have problems with covering up child sexual abuse. They've had a lot of time and several billion dollars in penalties paid out. You'd think they get the message, but they clearly haven't, because the problems continue.